B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's the Rat Party Podcast coming to you live in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
In living color.
In living color, yeah.
Thank you guys for downloading this and listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Rat Party Podcast featuring Loren.
Yes.
Roy.
What's up?
Producer Nicole. Yep. Eating a Pringles or a Bugle. What are you eating?
A Bugle.
A Bugle.
The Bugles are so good.
Is it a Bugle or a Bugle?
Bugle.
I just had it for the first time.
Bugle's so good.
I've never had a Bugle before.
It's a
really?
Bugle.
Why is she calling it a Bugle?
It's a Bugle, you weirdos.
Says
but
who?
Says life. Says everything. Says my 7-year-old self that I go to the store and say, Mom, can I have a Bugle? And I'd be like, All right,
well, I'm going to go to the store and ask for a Bugle.
They'll throw you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a fun show today. It was a good Monday show. A lot of energy from people, especially when it came to the high school football picks. I now went from first to worst.
Yeah, buddy, you're going to be on the losing end.
I've got 3 losses so far. The rest of you have just 1 loss. And the team I took, Charlotte Latin, was undefeated up until this weekend, which goes to show you that anything can happen. They were 6-0, and Charlotte Christian was 4-2. They were 7-0, and Charlotte Christian was 4-2.
So, you had the statistics on your side to win. But that goes to show you, now moving forward, as the games get tighter, that's what we're going to be seeing. We're going to be seeing more upsets, and this competition between all of us is going to get really real.
There's 3 weeks left.
3 weeks left?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because we got a text message today that said we had, because I thought there were 4 weeks.
That means somebody literally has to lose the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I think that's very possible.
Yeah, I mean, I saved Charlotte Latin because I knew they were undefeated to try and pull a win. Now I got to play Myers Park this week.
I'm already looking at this week's.
But I also want to take Marvin Ridge, because that's my hometown school.
Are they good or bad?
I'll tell you what their record
ain't
is.
Great.
I mean, it ain't great. I'll tell you that. It ain't.
I know. I want to take Audrey Kell at some point too.
I got no guarantees here, Roy. It's funny because Roy lives in South End and Nicole lives up in Plaza, and you guys don't even know what high schools you pull for, like what your neighborhood high school is.
I don't think we have one.
No, I think you do.
I think mine's Sedgefield.
They have a high school? No, that's elementary. Sedgefield Elementary.
There is an elementary, yeah. Marvin Ridge is 5-3. Loren 4-0 in the conference, though, so that's good news.
I think I'm. The Myers one. Myers Park.
Myers Park.
Audrey Kell is 7-1, facing someone 1-6.
Pricing and locations to get it.
Marvin Ridge beat Parkwood from Monroe. Who do they play next?
I'm taking Rust. Rowan.
Well, now the loser always gets to pick first.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, he's gonna want Myers Park.
You gotta wait. Just wait. You never know.
They're playing a really.
Let me tell you something. If I was losing and I had first pick, I would screw with you guys and take whatever you want. That would be my competitive advantage. So if I were you, buddy, because you're going to lose no matter what, you're not pulling out of this. I would make it your goal.
No, but somebody else could lose too, and then it becomes a lottery. Then at least I get into the lottery.
No, that won't happen. You're going to lose. But what I would do if I were you is try to take other people down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to sabotage it.
Yeah. Sabotage.
Don't give him any ideas.
Sabotage.
So anyway, we're going to be handcuffed together, and we have to go over the rules behind the scenes so that everybody's going to have to get a break, and then we'll have to split time between homes and places, and what a disaster. Whose idea was the whole handcuffing thing?
Yours?
Nuh-uh.
I think it was mine.
Yeah, I think it was mine. Nicole. And you're not even going to end up, you're not going to get it done.
Hey.
You don't know that.
You can't hate on the winner.
Mm-hmm. You're tied with everybody else.
That's fine, but I have a strategy, and I just secured my strategy, so we're good.
Okay.
What does that mean? She secured it.
Yeah, but Nicole, what if we all win out the rest of the season, and then we all have to go into the lottery together?
Eh.
Then you could get picked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You could. You're 1-3. It's a pretty good
offer. I'm not going to lose.
And if you're in the other room, we'll put your name in the hat 5 times.
Yep.
Yeah. Nope, because you're gonna make me do it.
Oh, okay.
when the odds are this serious, we all of a sudden want to work.
The other thing we talked about today too was about how Roy lies to his house guests and claims that food that he purchased is food that he made,
which I think is funny.
Yeah, man. Bob Evans, which by the way, they have chain restaurants. But they also have a deal with like Harris Teeter and Publix where they serve some of their food prepackaged. And the Bob Evans mashed potatoes is what I buy all the time, and I pass it off as my recipe. I've tried to make my own potatoes. Now, here's the thing with mashed potatoes. It's a long process. You got to peel them. You then got to boil them. Then you got to mush them. It takes a long time to make
mashed potatoes.
Add
butter.
Milk. And there's and every time I do it, it's never white and fluffy.
You got to whip them.
Do you have a whipper?
I do have a whipper.
Do you have a snapper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A whipper and a snapper.
And it never comes out right, but Bob's looks like Angels made it. So I go with them. And I was at a dinner, and someone's like, man, this mashed potatoes tastes just like Bob Evans. Caught.
I can't believe, and by the way, that's what we need to talk about here, is like,
you could have lied.
Admit to it right away. I know, you could have lied.
If someone said this tastes like prepackaged.
Can anybody hear us over the Twizzlers that I'm opening?
I hope you pass me one.
They're all stuck together. Why did you sing so quickly, though?
Because he said Bob Evans. It was too specific.
Yeah, but you could have been like...
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's Bob?
I've never been to a Bob Evans. You've never been to a Bob Evans before.
Me either.
Right?
Are there actual stores?
Can't get the Twizzler out. We'll be back right after this, everybody.
It's 2019. How come it's too difficult to get a Twizzler out?
All right, why didn't we get the Ziploc one?
That was $5.99. They got the $3.99 one.
Okay.
All right. I got one out. I want to get another one, so give me a minute.
We're eating snacks. We went to CVS, which, by the way, you thought you were going to get away with it, didn't you?
I did.
I mean, we could sit here and talk about Bob Evans all day, but let's get down to the real exclusive rap party content that was not brought up on the air today.
Lorraine?
It's bullshit.
Lorraine's not feeling great, and all the symptoms she gave us are pregnancy symptoms.
All of them.
You're also breaking every rule of your diet, so.
I know, right now.
Because
and
she's
you
pregnant.
Care.
And you didn't drink this weekend.
I did drink this weekend.
You said you didn't. You said, I wish
drinks.
I could have.
No, I didn't say I wish I could have. I did say I wish I would have gotten drunk.
Okay.
But I only had three drinks because I didn't feel great.
How about this? Let's get the wireless. Let's go get a test. We can do it inside the CVS.
We're going to do this whole thing again?
Yep.
Let's see if there's a home pregnancy, like if we can get something. Remember, somebody said, like, you take powder or baking powder.
MSP and baking powder.
Yeah, but
powder.
I think you're supposed to do that, like, first thing in the morning, too.
You did that for Amanda.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I did do that.
And
yeah.
I think
collect your urine in a cup.
That's to know the sex of the baby.
Oh, that's...
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm not pregnant.
Does the sugar pregnancy test work? No, but give everybody your symptoms.
I said I'm tired, mm-hmm. I'm achy,
mm-hmm.
and I was a little nauseous
yes!
this morning.
Gosh.
I'm fine.
And you've had sex in the last month.
Yeah, like once.
That counts. You guys
could have been a potent push.
You know what happens when it's only once in a while?
What?
It's more likely to happen.
Don't think there's any truth to that.
Is that what they say?
No.
Are we thinking of names yet?
You guys are the worst. I'm not pregnant.
Go all in.
Is Cash excited to have a brother or sister? And you've been complaining
of
certain physical ailments.
Yeah, but I don't think that's connected. Ah,
I don't know. A baby grows in the belly, Lorraine.
Yeah, but I just had cool sculpting done.
Yeah. And you were like,
too bad.
Lorraine told me that her body just doesn't feel right. Because you have a baby in there.
No, I've been pregnant before. I know what pregnancy feels like.
Okay. It's not this.
No.
Okay. All right. You probably have some sort of a Legionnaire's disease or something like that. Just something minor. Which, by the way, somebody at the New York State Mountain Fair, four people died.
No, it wasn't New York. You said
North Carolina State. North Carolina Mountain State Fair is what it is.
Yeah. But in Manny's defense, the news kept referring to it as the North Carolina State Fair.
Don't tarnish my home
they
like
said
that.
They said a North Carolina State Fair.
Yeah. Remember, Nicole, like 2 weeks ago, I came in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And I was like, hey, what's happening where everyone's getting sick at the state fair? That's what I saw.
Four people died.
I know.
Because they think it's from gross water in the hot tub. People that walk past the hot tub.
Or is it from chemicals in the hot tub?
I don't know. It says that it's the water and that somebody who was sitting there for an hour inside the building where the hot tubs were is now suing the hot tub company.
See, that's why I kind of think it would be chemical induced, not...
And to think that just a week ago, we pitched an idea with a hot tub.
That's true.
We literally can't get anything right.
Yeah, we pitched a dip with Diplo, and I'm glad that didn't get approved because hot tubs are going around killing people.
You get Legionnaires' disease at Gravedigger's Ball.
Which, by the way, I feel bad for the American Legion Society. They're getting a horrible rap.
Is that where it came from?
Yep, at a meeting. Broke out at one of their meetings.
Mm-hmm. At least they didn't call it like a Bill Johnson Legionnaire disease, you know, like his full name.
I don't even know what that joke was.
Like, because it's Legionnaire disease because it happened at the Legion, but at least it doesn't get tagged back to the guy's specific name, like the Steve Maney Legionnaire disease.
Right.
You know.
Maybe it is more specific.
Like Roy Brown polio. What? Just leave my name out of it. Then today we talked to a whole bunch of people who called in with their old wives' tale, which to me is crazy because we've talked about this before where I thought it was old wives' tale, which makes way more sense than old wives' tale.
Yeah, old wives' tale sounds a little Me Too-y. I don't feel comfortable talking about old wives' tales.
Right.
Was it the 50s?
And wives' tales is a better... What are you buying, Loren?
It's something for sales. It's not... Honestly, I'm really not buying anything.
Your credit card's out. You're typing in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're buying gifts for the sales department?
She's doing something she was supposed to do a month ago.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, though.
All right. What goes on around here?
The laundry?
Did you get a promo code?
No, I just bought it.
Loren.
What?
That was a month ago.
Because I didn't know the whole thing. I thought he was just doing it. And then they came back around and was like, hey, did you do it too? And I'm like, I don't really need it, but okay.
By the way,
I remember specifically Loren and I was supposed to do it.
Too.
I also remember that they were supposed to reach out to these people on social media.
No, we were supposed to do this first.
Yeah.
No one cares about the
No, I think this is really interesting. This is behind the scenes with clients and sales, and it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm, yeah. On how
and
it
Loren's
all goes
got
on.
Her credit card out. I thought you were buying something off of Amazon.
Well, then I won't do it. If everyone's going to bitch about it, then I won't do it.
Whoa!
See? Pregnancy, mood swings, blaming people, complaining.
Out of nowhere.
All right. I think that was a good rap party. I think we've given everybody everything they need in 12 minutes.
I don't know. We can talk about some other stuff.
All right. Go ahead.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Pete.
Oh, Pete, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You guys want to talk about Pete.
We should talk about Pete. We went to the Pete Davidson show.
Can you give us an exclusive that we'll have to pull down in like 2 hours because they'll call us and...
They're not going to find out.
I don't know.
You know how many people go to the shows and they talk about it?
And don't think about reporting us.
Yeah, listen, if you're listening to this, you're in the cool club, please don't get me sued. So we went there. We had to sign a contract. We had to put our phones in a locking mechanism. And by the way, if you were a doctor, you got to wear a Fitbit that alerted that your phone was going
off. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys say you were a doctor?
No, but that was a pretty cool feature.
Did you have to prove you were a doctor?
I don't think it was that serious. But so we're sitting there because we got there early, and Nicole, before the show starts, pretty much cracks the divide, the locking mechanism, and can get to her phone.
Oh, they give you the phone back in the locking mechanism?
Yeah, it's basically like...
It's like a pouch.
It's like a pouch, and it locks at the front, but it's a magnetic lock. So whatever, they have some device that like sucks it up and then opens it. So I just like wormed my fingers in there trying to see if I could get my phone.
Did ink blast on your face or anything?
No, but that was the running joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. An alarm goes off.
The easy layup joke.
is this company local?
No. Pete was paying $2,000 a night to lock up people's phones.
I was thinking we should have them come in and lock up our phones and see if we can get through the show.
The one thing I realized that bothered me the most is that I didn't know the time. Because I kept wanting to know what time it was, and I couldn't look at my phone.
Did they make you put the iPhone watch in?
If you had an Apple Watch or a smartwatch, yeah, they'd made you too.
But, okay, so what are you going to tell us about it?
Yeah. Give us a scoop.
So, Louis C.K., I don't think he'll hear about this story. He's
keep telling yourself that.
So, he got in trouble with Lorne because of Louis C.K. Now, Louis C.K., as you know, is now a disgraced comedian, yada, yada, yada. He did really bad things. Okay, we all
yeah, he masturbated in front of women against their consent.
But at one time, he was like the king of comedy.
Yes.
So, Pete was smoking weed. And as he does, and I guess Louis C.K. saw that he was smoking weed. So as he was trying to leave the elevators to go home.
This is at SNL.
At SNL, Louis was out there with a bunch of people, you know, doing shtick or whatever. And said, hey, that's Pete Davidson. He's going to ruin his life with drugs.
Louis said that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, is that about right?
Yeah, he was like, I can't believe that Pete guy is going to blow his career because he's always so high.
Yeah.
And then literally Pete goes, and I was so high, I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, it was like, no way that was happening. So he then gets a phone call the next morning from Lorne to go in, and he kind of knows what it's about, kind of not, because he was stoned out of his mind. And he sits down, and you could tell, he could tell that Lorne didn't want to have this conversation, but he had to have the conversation of, evidently, you smoked a lot near Louis. Like,
yeah.
That made him uncomfortable.
That made Louis uncomfortable. By the way, this is the guy that jacks off in front of people.
I know that's the setup. That's where Pete's going.
Yeah, and so he's like, "Can you not make him feel uncomfortable with smoking?" Now he really doesn't like Louis C.K.
Lorne's been through a lot too. I mean, that show goes back to like its beginnings in 1975 when that was like supposedly like just craziness ran around. I read that SNL book. It's so good. If you like behind the scenes stuff, I should give it to you.
Yeah, no.
Fights in the hallways, celebrities who like didn't get along with cast members, and cast members would sandbag the segments, like their skits. They'd be like, I'm not going to act with this person. I don't like this person, so I didn't give it my all.
I love the behind the scenes. I love the behind the scenes.
And now when you go back, so you don't realize it when you watch it for the first time, but if you go back and watch it again, Nicole, like a skit from like 1989 with like Andrew Dice Clay, the dirty comedian, and one of the cast members hated him. Like you watch the skit and she did not play along and you didn't realize it at the time, but now you go back, you know the story. It's like, cool.
He also told us how he heard what he was doing when he heard Thank You Next. He was like, he did Ariana for like 15 minutes. Which was funny, but he basically said he was doing SNL, like a read-through, and he was in a duck costume. And, like, all of his friends were there because it was, like, right after the breakup, and he wanted his, like, boys there. So they're, like, sitting watching, and then afterwards, he walks to them, and they all just have this, like, look on their face. Like they knew what was coming. And he's like, what, dude? And he's like, he listens. So he's listening to the song. Bill like has a Bill on duck costume, everything, and then over the intercom they say the duck skit has just been cut.
And on top of it, he's listening to his ex-girlfriend talk crap about him.
Yeah,
you know what's interesting about that? He said that he did a weekend update during dress rehearsal talking about Ariana, and he thinks that that Saturday night when he did dress rehearsal, somehow she had people that reported back to Ariana's camp. Hey, he's going to talk about you. And then she released that song 20 minutes before SNL was to go live.
Wow.
So he thinks it was because he was going to start talking about her.
Did he still talk to her, did he say?
No, it doesn't seem like.
No.
No, and he what did he say? He said something like you're not a billionaire for no reason, like basically calling her a genius, and then saying, hey, like, I made $10,000 off the breakup. Like I can talk about it because like someone I guess said it was dark or whatever. Yeah. It was like, I can talk about it for 15 minutes.
But it was a good time.
Good.
So, we're probably going to get sued after that.
So after you hear this, we'll have to delete it.
Probably. So if you heard it, that means that we haven't been in trouble yet, but we're soon about to be.
So dumb. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening to the Rap Party Podcast.
Goodbye.
Good insight, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.